gives us a glimpse into the life that Mandela lived. From the mundane routines that helped to pass the time in prison, to the decisions that he made as president. Here we see him as a scholar and politician, as a family man and friend, as a visionary and pragmatic leader. Mandela titled his autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom. Now this volume helps us recreate the different steps, as well as the detours, that he took on that journey. By offering us this full portrait, Nelson Mandela reminds us that he has not been a perfect man. Like all of us, he has his flaws. But it is precisely those imperfections that should inspire each and every one of us. For if we are honest with ourselves, we know that we all face struggles that are large and small, personal and political, to overcome fear and doubt, to keep working when the outcome of our struggle is not certain, to forgive others, and to challenge ourselves. The story within this book, and the story told by Mandela's life, is not one of infallible human beings and inevitable triumph. It is the story of a man who was willing to risk his own life for what he believed in, and who worked hard to lead the kind of life that would make the world a better place. In the end, that is Mandela's message to each of us. All of us face days when it can seem like change is hard, days when our opposition and our own imperfections may tempt us to take an easier path that avoids our responsibilities to one another. Mandela faced those days as well, but even when little sunlight shined into that Robben Island cell, he could see a better future, one worthy of sacrifice. Even when faced with the temptation to seek revenge, he saw the need for reconciliation and the triumph of principle over mere power. Even when he had earned his rest, he still sought and seeks to inspire his fellow men and women to service. Prior to my election as President of the United States, I had the great privilege of meeting Mandela. And since taking office, I have spoken with him occasionally by phone. The conversations are usually brief. He is in the twilight of his years, and I am faced with the busy schedule that comes with my office. But always in those conversations, there are moments when the kindness and generosity and wisdom of the man shines through. Those are the moments when I am reminded that underneath the history that has been made, there is a human being who chose hope over fear, progress over the prisons of the past. And I am reminded that even as he has become a legend, to know the man Nelson Mandela is to respect him even more. President Barack Obama.
For Zenani Zanethemba Nomasonto Mandela, who passed away tragically on the 11th of June, 2010, at the age of 13. From a letter to Winnie Mandela in Kroonstad Prison, dated 1st February 1975. The cell is an ideal place to learn to know yourself, to search realistically and regularly the process of your own mind and feelings. In judging our progress as individuals, we tend to concentrate on external factors such as one's social position, influence and popularity, wealth and standard of education. These are, of course, important in measuring one's success in material matters, and it is perfectly understandable if many people exert themselves mainly to achieve all these. But internal factors may be even more crucial in assessing one's development as a human being. Honesty, sincerity, simplicity, humility, pure generosity, absence of vanity, readiness to serve others, qualities which are within easy reach of every soul, are the foundation of one's spiritual life. Development in matters of this nature is inconceivable without serious introspection, without knowing yourself, your weaknesses, and mistakes. At least, if for nothing else, the cell gives you the opportunity to look daily into your entire conduct, to overcome the bad and develop whatever is good.